The News Services Division of Akashwani presents Employment News.
Welcome to the Employment News, your comprehensive guide to the latest job opportunities across various sectors with Lucy Gabriel. Stay tuned as we bring you updates on job vacancies and government recruitment notifications to help you navigate the competitive job market. And now to start with, the All India Institute of Medical Sciences, AIIMS, Nagpur. Applications are invited from Indian nationals and OCI for faculty positions including professor, additional professor, associate professor and assistant professor in departments such as anesthesiology, burns and plastic surgery, biostatistics, cardiology, cardiothoracic, surgery, dermatology, dentistry, ENT, endocrinology, general surgery, neurology, psychiatry, pulmonary medicine and several others. Applicants must possess the required qualifications such as MBBS, MD, MS or equivalent recognized under the Indian Medical Council Act 1956 or by National Medical Commission, NMC, with relevant postgraduate qualifications and teaching experience as specified for each position. For super speciality disciplines, candidates must hold relevant qualifications such as DMs, MCH or equivalent along with prescribed teaching experience. Closing date for applications is 7th November 2024. Detailed eligibility criteria and application instructions available on the AIIMS Nagpur website, that is at https://www.aimsnagpur.edu.in. Tata Institute of Fundamental Research, DIFR Hyderabad, an autonomous institution under the Department of Atomic Energy, Government of India, invites applications for multiple positions as per the vacancies are tenable at DIFR Hyderabad and include posts of Medical Officer D, Part-Time Psychologist, Project Nurse A, Project Scientific Assistant B and Project Clerk A. The age limits for applicants range from 28 to 40 years, depending on the post, and the pay scales varies from each position, including consolidated pay and allowances. The last date for submission is 21 days from the date of publication of this advertisement in the Employment News. Further details and application formats can be found on the official website, and candidates interested in applying should submit their online applications through the official portal only, that is https://recruitment.tifrh.res.in/applicants. The National Centre for Vector-Borne Diseases Control under the Ministry of Health and Family Welfare, Government of India, is conducting a walk-in interview to fill 5 positions of consultant entomologists on a contract basis for a year or until regular postings are filled. The positions are categorized into 3 levels, S3, S2 and S1. The interviews will take place on 12th November 2024 at 22 Shamnath Mark, Delhi. Eligible candidates must bring a resume, passport size photograph, original certificates and self-attest copies of their papers. Registrations will open from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. For more details on qualifications and terms, candidates may visit NCVBDC website, that is www.ncvbdc.gov.in. The Indian Ports Association, IPA, on behalf of Major Ports of India, is inviting applications for executive-level positions in civil engineering discipline. Qualified candidates are encouraged to apply for these roles, and they can review the detailed advertisement, which includes all necessary information regarding the recruitment process. Interested applicants can find further details on the official website, that is at www.ipa.nic.in. The South Western Railway has announced recruitment against the sports quota for the year 2024-25. The railway is inviting applications for 46 posts across various Group C categories in Level 4 and 5 and Level 3 and 2, as well as erstwhile Group D categories in Level 1 under the Railway Services Revised Pay Rules 2016. Their recruitment covers multiple sports disciplines including volleyball, kabaddi, hockey, badminton, swimming and water polo. The age limit for applicants is set between 18 to 25 years as of 1/1/2025. The minimum sports achievements required for eligibility must be achieved on or after 1/4/2022, and candidates must be active players. For detailed specifications regarding the posts and disciplines available, candidates should refer to the notifications. The application process opens on 19/10/2024 and closes on 19/11/2024. Candidates from far-flung areas may submit their applications by 17:45 hours on 4/12/2024. Eligible candidates can find the detailed notifications, annexures and application forms on the official website, that is www.rrchubli.in, or at www.swr.indianrailways.gov.in. The Central University of Tamil Nadu, established by an Act of Parliament in 2009, invites applications for direct recruitment to various teaching and non-teaching positions. For teaching posts available are Professor, 8 posts, Associate Professor, 9 posts, Assistant Professor, 6 posts, and for non-teaching posts, Group A, 3 posts, Group C, 12 posts, and interested candidates can find all details and submit their applications through the following link. That is www.cutnrec.samarth.edu.in. For non-teaching posts, you may go on to www.cutnnt.samarth.edu.in. The last date for submission of applications is 1st October 2024. Government of India Public Enterprise Selection Board invites applications for the post of Chairman and Managing Director at Hindustan Shipyard Limited on deputation basis. The last date for submission of applications is 4th November 2024 by 15 hours, while nodal officers must forward applications to PESB by 13th November 2024 by 15 hours. For further details, kindly visit http://pesb.gov.in. Pawan Hans Limited, India's largest helicopter company under the Ministry of Civil Aviation, is seeking dynamic professionals on a contract basis. Positions include trainee technician, 14 post, assistant materials, 4 post, assistant HRA and admin, 2 post, station in charge, RCS, 8 post, and junior engineer civil, 1 post. Interested candidates can apply online via the career section on www.pawanhans.co.in. The deadline for applications is within 10 days from this advertisement. Thank you for tuning in to today's edition of Employment News. We hope you found the information valuable and insightful. For further details and more vacancies, you may pursue the Employment Newspaper or go on to their website www.employmentnews.gov.in. The Employment News is also published in Hindi and Urdu by the Publications Division of Ministry of Information and Broadcasting. Remember to stay proactive in your job search and keep exploring new avenues for career growth. Join us next time for more exciting job updates. Until then, stay motivated and keep striving for success. Goodbye and have a productive day ahead.
That was today's Employment News. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. It is also available on our mobile app and website, newsonair.com. You may email your suggestions and comments about this program on airnsdtalks@gmail.com with Employment News as the subject.